Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 to 8. This is the second part of the series in Jeremiah. God's word came to Jeremiah. God spoke to Jeremiah in a very clear and specific way. And he says to Jeremiah that even before he was conceived, even before he was a tiny fetus in the womb, the Lord knew him. The Lord saw him. The Lord knew his days and what would happen to him, what kind of person he would be, and how he would love the Lord. And before Jeremiah was born, he was set apart for a very particular job. God appointed him to a very particular job, to be a prophet to the nations. For us also, those who belong to the Lord are very precious to him. Even before they were born, even before the world began, the Lord knows us and has chosen us as his people. We see this also in Psalm 139, that God knows a person even before they are born. And God gives each one of us a particular job to do in his kingdom. It's a job that is specially suited for us, a job that he will give us the strength to do. But Jeremiah realizes he is a weak person. He realizes his lack of ability to do anything that God would want. And he calls him his sovereign Lord. So he recognizes that the Lord is over everything and is in charge of everything. But he says to him, I don't know how to speak. I can't speak for you. I don't know the way. And Jeremiah says, I'm only a child. I am weak. I am helpless. I am dependent. But then that's how we're supposed to come to the Lord, in that weak and dependent way, just trusting in him as a little child. So the Lord says to him, don't say that. Don't say that you're only a child. It is a wonderful thing to have a childlike faith in the living God and to trust him and obey him. And God says, I want you to go to everyone I send you, and I want you to go and I want to say whatever I tell you to say. That's quite a frightening kind of thing, because maybe you might not have fully worked it out beforehand in your own mind. But God says to Jeremiah, do not be afraid of them, because I am with you and I will rescue you. So if we're doing God's will, if we speak for him and obey him, we don't need to be afraid of people. We only need to be afraid of ourselves when we don't obey and we don't listen. For God is with us when we obey him, and God will rescue us from the hands of all those who would put us down or destroy us or would hurt us in any way. The Lord is able to keep each one of his children, even as they do what he asks them to do.